the mainstream media doesn't totally ignore Bilderberg these days. I mean, certainly when I first started covering them in the late 1990s and 2000, 2003, quite often there would be no coverage whatever in the mainstream media, and that's very deliberate. Bilderberg does hide under a shell, and they try and make sure it's as difficult as possible to cover the meetings. We're given the minimal information, and there's very, very high security. There are thousands of police and security services over in Austria keeping journalists away. A great contrast to the G7 meeting that's just taken place 20 miles away, just across the Alps in Bavaria, where the total opposite has been the case. Thousands of journalists being schmoozed, mollycoddled, fed, watered, fed with wine, all sorts of beer, this kind of thing. And now it's the total opposite. But this is where I think the real deals go on. And they really don't want any kind of press scrutiny at all. And you know what? That's really ironic, because if you hadn't noticed, the NSA and GCHQ, which are very closely connected with the Bilderbergs, I mean, they're secret service chiefs often at these meetings, and the companies that supply the software there, that kind of thing, the politicians that decide what we do about it all, what they want is all our information, everything. I mean, they call it total information awareness. They want our passwords. They want to know and hear everything that's going on around our computers. They want to use the internet to surveil people so that they can detect and squash any kind of NGO movements against what they want to do. But they want absolutely no scrutiny of them at all. And these really are the richest and most powerful people in the Western world. We're talking about the people who control most of the money. And what have they been doing with the money? Well, just look around the Western world. You'll see there's been a total economic disaster. And they ask us to trust them. To a certain extent, they may try. I mean, for example, The Guardian has sent Charlie Skelton, the freelance comedy writer, over there. But he's been having such a difficult time. And this is why, of course, journalists don't want to go to a place like this. They don't like to have these crowd control microwave weapons which fry your skin pointed at them. They don't want to have the Stingray devices, which is a truck, a military police truck, which destroys and disrupts the activity from your mobile phone and tracks you and listens to everything you're doing. And this is not a very nice environment for journalists. So they've made it as very difficult to look into as possible. But look, I mean, the profession of Nazi hunting didn't die when Mossad arrested and executed the architect of the Final Solution, that's Adolf Eichmann, back in 1962, because Bilderberg actually was chaired by a former SS officer for its first 20 years. That's from the 1950s to the mid-1970s. And that's what first switched me on to following these people, because of the connection with the SS and with the Nazis. What on earth were these organizations thinking of doing by having a former SS officer as their chairman for the first 20 years until a corruption scandal when Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands had to leave? And I think what we're looking at is a kind of financial empire, a financial cult, if you like, of people who want power, take power, use power. It's all financed by the big banks. We're talking about the European Central Bank, Federal Reserve, who are usually at these meetings, and also the support from the nearby Bank for International Settlements, the IMF. And these people finance the big corporations that we see at Bilderberg. We've seen a lot this time. I mean, it is actually, for someone like me that's been doing this for a while, even at a distance here in Bristol, I can see quite a lot just from the guest list, because Google has got more people in attendance than anybody else there, from any other single company. And what this is indicating, because it used to be Microsoft and Bill Gates would be going to the meeting, and his wife as well, is all of the infrastructure of the internet. That is the old operating systems, the Windows operating system, Microsoft and Bill Gates. And nowadays, the way that people interact with the internet more than anything else, using things like Gmail, the Google search, of course, is Google. And also, Google have got a lot of high-tech people they're bringing in, spending hundreds of millions of dollars in bringing in these high-tech projects like DeepMind, the idea that they will really be able to build up a massive database about everybody. And that, of course, is valuable information to Google that they can use to sell, to target marketing. But the question is, do we want that? And also, of course, it will be keeping a close eye on all your political affiliations if you're using Gmail, and also looking at your searches. So they know everything about you if you're using Google. And of course, 90% of the world is, and it's a good reason to stop doing it and use some other search engine like Startpage, for example, which actually keeps your privacy for you. The reason that the journalists don't go often is because their bosses are in there and sworn to secrecy. Of course, you're not going to upset your boss by trying to break their vow of silence. And we've got, I think it's around about 2022 media barons in there, I would call them. These are generally controlled private media corporations. They're either the senior editors, managers, or owners of the big media corporations. And they're actually the fourth largest contingent at Bilderberg. So they're not far behind the bankers and the politicians and the owners of big industry. But I mean, essentially, media nowadays has become just something you can buy and sell. And this is what bothers me, is this is a kind of financial empire run by the criminal elite. I'm talking about people like HSBC, who have had to pay massive fines in the United States, many billions of dollars for money laundering. And yet the directors that have directly profited from this haven't been prosecuted. This is, I think, at the heart of it, is that because you've got this criminal elite there, is that they are using their money to take over in the same way as you would in a war. It's almost like economic warfare. So you don't use tanks, you use banks and you use big corporations. And that's what Bilderberg is all about. It's taking place in Austria, by the way, for a very important reason, is that Austria is a neutral country and Bilderberg doesn't like it. Bilderberg wants Austria to be part of NATO. And this is why they're there, because the South Stream pipeline, which the Russians are trying to organize with the Austrians, is a very good neutral thing for the Austrians to do. And so it's not often that you find Bilderberg meeting in a non-NATO country. Sweden, for example, they've done in the past. But this is an example. They're trying to bring the Austrian elite in on the NATO Bilderberg plan, because really, Bilderberg is the political lobbying arm of NATO. The police have even been fining drivers who drive close to the venue, stopping them and issuing fines, if you can believe that. The reason, though, that the journalists are harassed is pure and simple, is they want to get their hands burnt of any journalist that tries to cover Bilderberg. We had a bit of a similar incident 10 years or so ago when I was covering the conference. An independent journalist from American Free Press, Christopher Bolin, who's a photographer, he started taking photographs and he was actually literally manhandled. He was sort of elbowed and punched by these two heavy guys. And they even came after him when he tried to get away. So he had to hide in a restaurant. And then the CIA guys, we think they were, possibly private security, came into the restaurant after him. And the staff in the restaurant told the chef that there were people in there harassing one of the customers, and the chef came out with a carving knife and threatened that if they didn't leave, he'd force them to leave. This is the kind of treatment that journalists get, and so it's not surprising that some think twice about covering Bilderberg. Having said that, it's probably the most important thing they'll ever cover. So we need courageous journalists, courageous and brave people like Charlie Skelton, like the InfoWars crew out there covering it for us. Otherwise, we wouldn't know what was going on. And also, of course, we wouldn't be able to check the guest list. I mean, this is one of the most important things for people to understand. We're given a guest list now by the Bilderberg, but we have very strong evidence. We've got clear evidence now that, for example, Obama and Hillary Clinton were in the Bilderberg meeting a couple of years ago, but they weren't on the guest list. I personally spoke to a woman who served Tony Blair breakfast back in the 90s at Bilderberg. He wasn't on the guest list. So the big question is, who is actually there, who the press is not being told about, is there. One of the main people always at Bilderberg is the war criminal Henry Kissinger, and we really can call him that because he organized the illegal bombing of Cambodia back during the Vietnam War. He also organized the overthrowing of Allende in Chile, the coup in Chile, which was a horrific criminal act that led to tens of thousands of people being disappeared. So what we're looking at really is the police in Austria are facing the wrong way. They should all join hands and arrest the people in Bilderberg for questioning, and they probably find at least half of them would actually literally go to jail after trial, because this is really, I think, a criminal conspiracy against the rest of us. And it's not just against China and Russia, the big economic empires in the world now, but it's also against the ordinary European and American people who are suffering horrendously under their mismanagement, I think deliberate mismanagement of the economy to impoverish millions of people so that these people have to work for them. They don't tell us their agenda. They give us a few hints. They'll say things like, we are talking about Russia. I mean, is that really telling you what they're talking about? What are they talking about Russia? Are they talking the honest truth, which is that the United States, not so much, but in big ways, the European countries are really suffering with the sanctions on Russia and the trade embargo. I mean, this is a really important aspect to it, which is making the European economies scream. And yet there's no reason for it. I mean, Bilderberg was set up originally in the 1950s by the Americans, by the CIA originally, and Prince Bernhard and various others to drive a wedge between the Soviet bloc and Western Europe. And it's successfully done that. I mean, for example, in the 1950s, many Italians were starting to vote communist. It looked as if Italy might just become a communist country. And this really scared the Americans. And what we're dealing with today is the same Cold War dinosaurs sitting around the table and trying to devise new ways to drive a wedge between Russia and Europe. Actually, Russia and Europe would do a lot better, everybody knows this, by trading and actually helping the economy in Europe to pick up. Sometimes we do. Actually, when Jim Tucker from the American Free Press used to cover these meetings, I mean, today's meeting this weekend is something like 2 or 3 kilometers away from the actual hotel where people are trying to cover it from, so it's not very easy. But what he would do was Jim would go in a few days or weeks before, and he would start talking to the staff, and he'd get some leaks out. But one of the only ways you find out what's been happening at Bilderberg is look at who's in there, and then look at what they're saying afterwards, because they do often talk about what they've been saying at Bilderberg, but they will never mention the Bilderberg itself, and they'll never mention who it is that's been telling them these things. Let's remember, our politicians take their orders at Bilderberg. That's really what's going on here. The big banks and the big corporations telling our politicians, not asking, telling them how to spend our taxpayers' money. And that's one of the big problems with this. But you will see people, as they walk out of the conference, they'll do in the next few weeks, the various people like George Osborne, the British Chancellor, will be doing interviews, but it'll all be the Bilderberg spin that he's saying. This is pretty good indication of what they're talking about. I would suggest one of the main things on the agenda is Ukraine and Syria and how to advance their war, because the big energy companies at Bilderberg, they want more resources. That's what this is all about. And they've got the arms industry in there and the politicians and the bankers that can help them get access to more oil.